that we have a lab of sorts. What the students learn during the day, they apply at night during our lab, and our lab hours are our rehearsals and our performances. And it is meaningful scholarship of an additional kind, and it's very much supported on this campus, and we're very grateful for that. Thank you.
Very impressive.
Thank you.
And you know, all of the yelling and that great practice for eventually being a member of a board.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
I was joking.
We could use some tutorials.
What are we going to ask there too? That's great. We have a special guest this afternoon. Great. Mr. Mayor, would you mind coming up maybe to the podium? Would that be? We have Mike Frericks and Naomi Jacobs, who I think have participated in a number of our meetings and events in Urbana, as well as Mayor Pressing, who's been a great host to us as well, and we're delighted to have you here.
And Representative Chapin Rose.
I'm sorry, Chapin, I didn't see you coming up.
Okay, now for something completely serious. I'm Laurel Pressing, the mayor of Urbana. And I understand that my main job is public safety, and I think any government will tell you that is their fundamental job. We're not going to have Nobel Prize winners at the University of Illinois unless we have a safe campus and a safe community. We're here because we appreciate what the university has done in the last 60 or so years in running the Police Training Institute, and we understand that funding difficulties have raised a question about whether that institute should be continued. And we'd like to stress what high quality PTI is. I've talked with mayors from around the state, and PTI serves people in every one of the 102 counties in the state of Illinois and most of the cities. I talked with Mayor Brad Cole, who was the former mayor of Carbondale. He was in my office last summer representing Senator Mark Kirk. And I asked him where he sent his police officers when he was the mayor, and he said, PTI. And I said, why did you send them here? And he said, because it's the best. And I talked with the mayor, Elizabeth Tisdall of Evanston. I asked her the same question. She sends her police officers to Champaign, to the Police Training Institute, and I asked her why, and the answer was the same, it's the best. And I've handed out a little statement that I'm making here right now, but with a chart on what the enrollments were in all the police academies in the whole state. And enrollment went down considerably because cities couldn't afford to hire more officers and train new people. But the quality of PTI is shown by this chart because the enrollment went down far less at PTI than at any of the other institutions. And as a result, the percent of recruits being trained there went up to 42% of the whole state. And if you exclude the two academies in Cook County, 64% of the trainees are trained at the Police Training Institute. So I think we understand the quality, and we don't want a short-term financial difficulty to halt a program that people really depend on and have depended on as a standard for excellence in Illinois. And we're here to ask you to please support PTI because the public needs it. The university benefits directly from it. And we have a very close working relationship between the city of Urbana, the city of Champaign, and the University of Illinois police departments, as well as the Champaign County Sheriff's Department. We all work together to keep a safe community. And Chief Barbara O'Connor, I think, has solved a lot of the financial problems. She straightened out the budget, and if you have any questions about that, she's willing to answer questions about it. But there is a difficulty with the Training Standards Board. I think they've made life unnecessarily difficult for the PTI. And I was appointed by the governor as a member of that board. And my observation is that they're not really operating the way you would hope they would operate. And I don't think they should be ending PTI and starting up a new academy that they manage. I think it's a conflict of interest for the standard setters to manage an academy. So that's all I have to say about that. And I would like to say that the cities of Urbana and Champaign are great friends of the university. And the legislators that we have here to speak to you briefly today are huge fans and friends of the university. And I'd like to introduce Senator Mike Frerichs first.
I want to thank the trustees for allowing us to come and talk about this very important issue for, I think, not just East Central Illinois, Champaign, or the campus, but for the entire state of Illinois. I know you have a long agenda, you have many things on your agenda, and I'll try and keep my remarks brief. Really what I'm hoping is that our presence here today, myself and my colleagues, shows you the importance we place on Police Training Institute as a location in our area, but also that benefits public safety throughout the state. We all realize that you have difficult decisions to make, that you have tight budgets, that you can't fund everything, every wish out there. We know that at the state level. What I think we're asking for is to give a little time for us to work together with the General Assembly. I think we all said to you over the last year, year and a half, that give us a little time to work out some of the problems with procurement that the legislature passed. Give us a little bit of time to work on some problems with funding for the surveys. And I think we've been good partners in working on those issues. We want to continue to be good partners with the University of Illinois to work out some of the issues so that PTI can stay around, can continue to be a world-class institution for training our law enforcement officials throughout the state of Illinois, and to find a solution that doesn't leave the university system holding the bag for all those expenses. I think we're all committed to that today, and I think that's why we all took time of our day to drive round trip for this meeting. With that, I'll turn it over to my colleague, Representative Naomi Jacobson.
Thank you, and thank you very much for allowing us to be here today to share these few moments with you. There's not a lot that can be added to what Mayor Pressing said about PTI. As I've talked to people around the state, and I haven't interviewed the mayors the way the mayor has, but as I've talked to people around the state, whether they've been graduates of PTI or in communities where PTA graduates are working, I hear the same thing, that PTI is just an excellent place, the excellent place in the universe, in the state of Illinois for police training. And I really believe that it's of utmost importance that we keep this high quality training, because what we want is the high quality that these men and women go out of there with and take back to their communities to protect not only you and me, but all of the people of the state of Illinois. We just know that the importance of well-trained police officers shows throughout the whole state and through all of our communities. I believe that I can speak for my colleagues that we're willing to work with the university, with the communities, both Urbana and Champaign, to come up with a way that might be able to help keep them going with funding, and we want to work on that. I am so committed to making sure that the university is able to keep PTI there that I will work with my colleagues, not just the ones who are here, but the colleagues in the House, and see what we can do for the University of Illinois and the Police Training Institute. Thank you. And now, Representative Rose.
It's a pleasure to be here. A former student trustee of this board, I wanted to say a special hello to Dr. Thompson and to the student members who are here. Thank you for the time. I spent a lot of time, I was a prosecutor before I went to Springfield, and PTI is an invaluable resource and asset for not just the law enforcement community, but for the entire state of Illinois. PTI, quite frankly, is a big feather in the cap of the University of Illinois. Its graduates go on from being beat cops walking the street to detectives, chiefs.